Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Compete against an entire... Let's bring in Dave Helling, formerly with the Kansas City Star, and of course, KCTV.
He keeps trying to retire.
Why can't you retire, man?
You suck at retiring.
I need a horse to run off, to ride off into the sunset, I guess, because it keeps pulling me.
State.
Yeah, which is a little disingenuous since the state of Missouri was willing to pay half the cost of a new stadium. The Chiefs made it very clear early on, Scott, that they didn't want to build new in Missouri. For whatever reason, their only option in Missouri was to redo Arrowhead. I don't think that there was that much difference really in the end in the finances. It's just the Chiefs deciding they wanted a new stadium with a dome. I think Clark Hunt was very enthused about the idea of a domed stadium and other events that might be held there. And when that became the reality, then Kansas was really the only alternative. Now, let me just say quickly, guys, there's a lot about this we don't know. They did it in secret, as Kansas likes to do. And we don't really know how much this is going to cost. We know the cost of the stadiums, but how much is the state putting in? How much will the Chiefs put in? We don't know any of that yet. And we also don't know, and this is important, what happens to Arrowhead over the next 3 years and whether or not there will be a move in Jackson County or Kansas City or the state of Missouri to cut off funding for repairs. You know, they're going to be pretty frustrated by this. And there will be legislators who say, look, you've got to be responsible for your maintenance now going forward. And by the way, are the Chiefs going to do maintenance at the new stadium? We don't even know the answer to that question yet. So there are a lot of blanks to be filled in. But again, I think it came down to the Chiefs wanting to build new and willing to pay part of the price.
Let me ask you this, Dave. What does this mean now with respect to the urgency, if you are on the Missouri side of state line, the urgency in trying to keep the Royals? And I don't know if you heard Mayor Lucas say their really entire vision is now going to shift toward a, quote, downtown facility for the Royals. I specifically heard him use the word downtown.
Yes, and, you know, now they – sometimes they count the Washington Parks side as downtown, but the bigger point is valid that I think the state of Missouri and Kansas City and at least to some degree Jackson County will really now feel like they have to pull something off for the Royals, or they will have lost both franchises to other states, which would just be, you talk about Frank White's legacy, how about Quint Lucas's legacy and Mayor Keough and Mike Parson and all the people in Missouri? They've got to worry about that a little bit too. So I think there will be another effort to try and figure out how to get the Royals to stay in Kansas City. Now, you're going to need a vote of the people in Kansas City or in Jackson County. The way the Missouri incentives are set up, you have to have a local match or a local participation level. And that almost certainly will require, hold on, just a second. That will almost certainly require a vote of the people going forward. So, and I think that played a role, guys. I think that the Chiefs and Royals didn't want to go back to the voters, frankly.
Right.
And they don't have to do that in Kansas.
Right.
And so it's going to be much more complex in Missouri, but I do think there is a, there will be redoubled efforts to try and get the Royals to stay in town.
We had a state senator on last hour, Jeff Klemp from Leavenworth, whose district includes the Legends Complex, who dropped a not-so-subtle hint that the Royals might go to the Indian Springs Mall site. Have you heard anything about this?
Gosh, I have not. But there was early talk, Scott, about the Chiefs maybe building in Eastern Wyandotte County and not at the Legends. And there has been off and on some thought that the Royals could go into downtown Kansas City, Kansas, for example. But that's been way on the back burner as far as I can tell. Not that they wouldn't come back up again. I do think a couple of things. The 119th and Knoll site in Overland Park is going to be a nightmare to get the approvals it needs. The neighborhood apparently doesn't want it. City leaders are sort of mixed on it. It's very complex in terms of infrastructure repairs that would be needed. So I think that alternatives to that site will be on the table. But again, if it's in Kansas City, you're going to have a vote of the people, and you're going to have to convince voters to come up with hundreds of millions of dollars for some sort of local subsidy. And that's going to be a heavy lift for either Mayor Lucas or whoever is elected after him.
Dave, we have less than a minute. You mentioned the legacy of Frank White and also of Mayor Lucas. Speak to the legacy of Governor Kelly.
Well, amazing, right? I mean, the Panasonic plant in our area and the stadiums, plus all the budget stuff she's done. What I'm most interested, though, guys, is the legacy of the Chiefs. And we need to think a little bit about whether they were honest brokers in this process, whether they dealt with both sides in good faith, whether their decision to walk away from Arrowhead Stadium was thinking of all the fans. I mean, I think they are not they don't escape scrutiny in this process. Somebody said to me earlier, oh, they've been very transparent. Are you kidding me? Every step of this has been hidden. And so I think that there will be, in the days and weeks to come, some evaluation of whether Clark Hunt and his team was completely fair with the people of Jackson County, who obviously worked pretty hard to try and get this done.
Dave Helling, always appreciate your time and your expertise. Thank you for it.
Be well.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care. 913-586-7798, 586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, let's get to the phone. Margaret in Overland Park. Margaret, hello.
Hi. I wanted to find out exactly where the Chiefs are moving to in Kansas.
It's a good question, Margaret, because there's been a lot of moving pieces today. So thank you for it, and we will help reset for everyone. The Chiefs today, alongside Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, announced the team will be moving to Kansas City, Kansas, and the Legends Complex. Mm-hmm. Now, which side of the road or which corner, I think still, they're still trying to figure that out. There's going to be 18 months of architecture and planning done behind the scenes. The practice facility and the team headquarters will move to Olathe.
Right. So, Margaret, the answer is we don't know yet. The Chiefs or affiliates of the Chiefs have bought five different parcels of land, so we're to understand. And all of them out near the Legends. Now, where exactly they're going to pick, we don't know. But it is five parcels of land that the Chiefs have that are big enough for a parking lot and for a football stadium, which is expected to be a dome, which is fantastic, because that means we get the Final Four and most likely the Super Bowl. But which parcel of land they've chosen, we have no idea.
Missouri Representative Mark Sharp, quoting here in the Kansas City Star, signaled in a lengthy statement, there's plenty of blame to share among state and local leaders on the Missouri side. He added that, quote, I have watched my last Chiefs game.
Okay, sure you have.
Chiefs fans deserve loyalty and transparency, he says. Instead, a combination of local dysfunction, state-level inaction, and organizational indifference brought us to this moment, and, quote, our community is being left to pay the price.
I would remind him that it was local voters who said no. It was not necessarily the Chiefs.
Which leads back to the county fumbling mm-hmm. property taxes, yeah. And the campaign to get people to vote yes was a mess, Scott.
Frank White was not a cheerleader for what was on the ballot last year.
And quoting here from the Missouri governor, quote, it is not fun to be at the top of the ship when something like this happens. He told reporters earlier, lessons are to be learned.
Let's go to Kurt in Lenexa. Kurt, hello. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. It was good to hear Dave Helling this afternoon. I'll be watching the episode of Kansas City Week in Review as to what he says and also some of the other panelists.
This Friday, by the way, Kurt, because I was part of that program that we taped last week. It airs this coming Friday.
Okay, well, we'll be watching for it. In response to the senator or the remarks that you did said, inflated language will only go so far. If he doesn't want to go to Chiefs game, that's fine. That's his opinion. I welcome the news. This is a long time coming. Wyandotte County has been trying to woo the Chiefs away from the Missouri side for a long time. I know there's going to be debate. I'm putting the debate aside. They're going to be debating till the end of the millennium about this whole thing. But as you said, Wyandotte County did buy a couple of parcels. I would say, myself included, I would say they're going to build it probably far west as the Speedway allows. Like you said, we don't know exactly where it's going to be built. We don't know where the money's coming from, but I look forward to it. And like I had told Jamie this morning, this will probably be our first invitation to hopefully get a Super Bowl. And instead of going to Florida or L.A., they're coming to Kansas City to bring the Super Bowl here.
Thank you for the call, Kurt. Mayor Q said earlier in his news conference and in a statement online, today is a setback. Today is a loss mm-hmm. for Kansas City, Raytown, Independence, for the Arrowhead tradition. And I asked you this during a break. I will ask you on the air, Scott. What the heck happens to that site, the Truman Sports Complex, with already no development around it?
Here's the problem,
Dan. That gas station and Taco Bell are hanging on by a thread.
Denny's burned.
Why will nothing ever happen? Sprout and take shape before. It sure as hell isn't going to sprout and take shape now.
One of the great wonders of the world is why nothing ever took
root
outside of the Truman Sports Complex. And the answer is, I don't know. Here's what I have said from day one. When it became clear that the teams wanted to get divorced and one of them was moving, one of them wasn't, I have long said, the Chiefs should move out to Western Wyandotte County, okay? The Royals, I've said it 1,000 times, I'll say it again. The Royals should stay at the Truman Sports Complex. I don't know what it is with that area that everybody wants out. The Royals should stay at the Truman Sports Complex, tear down Arrowhead Stadium. Obviously, the Chiefs aren't going to need it after 2031. Tear down the Arrowhead Stadium, build a new Kauffman Stadium right there where Arrowhead is.
Okay. And build up around it.
Tear down Kauffman Stadium, as we now know it, mm-hmm. and create an entertainment district right there.
If there was no one willing to step forward and create an entertainment district with the Chiefs there and the Royals there, what makes anyone think that that is even a thought?
So the Royals,
when it's just the Royals.
So in my opinion, my theory would be that the Royals create their own entertainment district. You bring in restaurants, you bring in bars, you create kind of a power and light around Kauffman Stadium that at least 82 days out of the year, okay, and maybe even more. I mean, you could have events and concerts, et cetera. 82 days out of the year, you have no fewer than 15,000 people who want to come out to a game.
Yeah.
They need to eat. They want to drink some beer.
Why didn't it work prior?
I don't know.
If it didn't work prior, I would argue
because you had two
stadiums.
Because you had two stadiums. Nate in Overland Park. Nate, hello.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Scott. Glad to be on.
Good to have you. Go ahead. Nate, go ahead.
Yes. I just want to say, number one, wow, for us in Kansas, in the construction world, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I mean, we are, me and my coworkers, we're foaming at the mouth right now just at the thought of being able to work on this.
Have shovel, we'll dig.
Yes. But you talk about just the chance to build a legacy and be able to say for us in Kansas City in the subcontract and the contractor world to be able to look at a new stadium, a new training complex, a new HQ. I mean, this is huge, and those jobs will also go to the Missouri side. There are going to be contractors from all over the country that are going to be able to work on this. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Any kid that builds something with Legos or works in a sandbox, I mean, this is a golden. You cannot ask for anything better than this. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that. It's a good day.
All right, man.
Great call, hey, Nate. Thank you for it.
Do appreciate it. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Quoting here from Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota just now, I sure wish our team had been here sooner. I sure wish our team had been here sooner. He says, I've been office for 8-9 weeks. He's been in office. And quote, it feels like 8 to 9 years.
Poor guy.
He said, we were able to make some headway with the Chiefs, but it was just a complete roadblock with what they were handed. He took office 9 weeks ago, Scott.
You asked about the during the break, the economic impact regionally of the Kansas City Chiefs. The answer is $1 billion a year. That is the regional economic impact. Not what the team makes.
No.
Not what the team's revenue is. That's the regional, you know, the drinks, the...
Everything.
Merch, all that stuff. $1 billion a year. Let's go to David in North Kansas City. David, hello.
Yes, sorry, I wasn't. Anyway, my thing on this one, I hope when they are showing B-roll in 2031, they're not showing anything Kansas City, Missouri. If they want to be in Kansas City, Kansas, they need to show downtown Kansas City, Kansas. They need to show wide suburban sprawl. I don't want to see any Kansas City, Missouri. Joe's KC can have all the attention at once. I don't want to see one Missouri entity there. Because, and this is a frustrating thing, as somebody who I have lived on both sides of the state line, KC, I have worked on both sides of the state line. I straddle both borders. What frustrates me sometimes about the Kansas side is that they want everything to do with Kansas City. They're fine, you know, defining themselves as being a part of Kansas City, but they're fine taking things from Kansas City. But they know full well that when people think of Kansas City, they think of Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, of course. Of course. Except for, if I may, Union Station. They ponied up for that.
Bob Fesco with 96.5 The Fan. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Scott and Dana, how are you guys?
Well, you called it a long time ago, and here we are. I don't think we ever thought we would actually come to this day where I saw Kansas Governor Laura Kelly step up and say, welcome home. But wow, what an announcement it was.
Why did you think that wouldn't happen?
I just think we've been talking about it for such a long time, Bob, that I think we all thought, you know, Missouri's going to swoop in at the last minute and do whatever it can. And you're hearing from Missouri leaders already starting to point fingers today. It just wasn't in the cards.
Well, and there you go, Dana. I think you just spelled it out for yourself. Kansas has a leader. Missouri has none. And that's the way it's going to be. And I don't care whose feelings get hurt. I don't care who's upset about it. Kansas has a dynamic leader. They have dynamic leaders. They have dynamic leadership. And Missouri showed none of that. I mean, my God, one guy was impeached during this whole thing. So, I mean, there's governor changed over in Missouri. Quinton Lucas never involved the city council on anything. They were kept in the dark the whole time. People on the Missouri side spent more time trying to refute me than trying to keep the teams in their state.
Bob, the Chiefs announcing today that they are moving to the state of Kansas. Where are we with the Royals?
Well, there's a lot of people right now that are wondering that same thing, Scott. And from what I understand right now, there's some in ownership who want this thing to be done yesterday. And so they're starting to have conversations that say, hey, we need to move this thing along. I was talking to people up here in the state of Kansas today. Obviously, there's 9 days left for the Star Bond. And they were pretty adamant that we're not going past the first of the year right now. I mean, we're not going past, you know, the first of the year to extend these things. The Royals are going to have to make some sort of decision here pretty quick to get this, you know, to get these, to get this stadium moving in Overland Park as well. And, you know, people right now are saying, look, the clock is ticking for the Royals. Now, they can call the LCC before the end of the year, which they did today, you know, that meeting to announce that they approved the Starbond District. That's 24 hours notice, so they don't need to have 3 weeks notice like they did for this one. But the Royals need to really decide what they're going to do because time is running out on them. And from everybody that I've talked to now has told me that pretty much the same thing. It's not a state of Kansas issue. This is now up to the Royals to decide, what are you doing right now? And I know there's some in Royals ownership that want answers as well.
Go ahead.
Did you hear the mayor, Bob, say specifically the words downtown stadium, that their focus is shifting to downtown?
Yes, I did. And you know what? The focus was on downtown 20 years ago, and they never did anything with it. The East Village was ready to rock and roll. And then Mayor L gets involved and says, ooh, let's build it over here in, you know, in the Crossroads District where nobody wanted that. And I mean, if I'm the Royals right now, I don't know why I'm allowing the state of Missouri to have any more conversations with me based on what I saw today out of the state of Kansas for the Chiefs.
You know, Bob, the site at 119th and Knoll is being met with some rather stiff opposition. And I don't know if you heard our interview with Senator Jeff Klemp from Leavenworth, whose district also includes Western Wyandotte County. He dropped a not so subtle hint that the Royals may be headed to the old Indian Springs Mall site. Have you heard anything about this?
No, I've not heard anything about that. And I would say that would be a horrible idea for the Royals because they need to go to a place that's going to generate money for them, right?
Yes.
When was the Indian Springs Mall open last? In the early 2000s?
I think Reagan was in office.
It may have been Carter, for God's sakes. Like, why would you go out there and build where there's no people out there? That defeats the whole purpose of building what they want at 119th and Knoll or on the Black and Beach site if they do the land swap. You've got your people there, you know, within a 5-mile radius, I want to say, is 55% of the people who go to a Royals game. Within a 10-mile radius of 119th, 70% of those people go to more than one Royals game per year. So it's like they've got everything they want right there. They've got built-in population. They've got a need for that area to grow and to have more, you know, restaurants and hotels and businesses and stuff like that. So, I mean, the ball's in the Royals' court right now to take the offer from Kansas and be done with it.
Do you think we'll see that in the next days, next weeks, Bob?
Well, I mean, I know with the holiday here now, it's tough, right? Like, the LCC can meet whenever they want. They can call that meeting. If they're going to do what they did today with the Chiefs and have that big celebration, probably either be on January 5th or January 12th, because that's when they go back to session on January 12th. And I talked to somebody today in Topeka that said, look, we want to keep the Royals and Chiefs separate. Each of them deserves to have their own day.
Sure.
What do you say, Bob, to the Missouri side Chiefs fan who says, I'll never watch another Chiefs game again?
Well, give me your name and I'm passing it along to the Hunt family. I mean, that's kind of what I said the whole time. You know how casinos self-ban people all the time, where you can put your name on the list and not go to the casino? That's what we need to do now with the Chiefs. You're self-banned. Sorry.
Bob, I have two questions, and one is silly, but I'm curious. What happens to the physical stuff out at Arrowhead, the seats? Well, does that stuff get sold?
I hope so, because I want a urinal really bad.
I'm serious. What do they do with the stuff?
Yeah, you see a lot of that stuff get sold. They've sold the seats in the past. Ralph has a couple of seats on his bus when we tailgate, you know, from the old days that Arrowhead, the orange seats that they used to have in the lower bowl and whatnot. I am sure they will sell those seats. I'm sure those seats will be sold because everybody's going to want something from both Arrowhead and Kauffman Stadium. So I think there will probably be stuff that does get sold. Otherwise, it goes, you know, I heard they were looking at Spirit Halloween was looking to go in out there.
And Bob, what about the name Arrowhead? Have other stadiums physically moved locations but kept their name, or is a corporation going to swoop in and we're going to have some .com bowl?
Well, that's right, is that you do get that corporate sponsorship on it and make as much money as you possibly can with your, you know, with your assets there. But I think Yankee Stadium is the only one I can really think of. Well, the Boston Garden, but they've got a sponsor on that as well. And, you know, what, Madison Square Garden has moved a couple of different locations over the years, but it's always kept the name Madison Square Garden. Yeah, it probably doesn't happen a whole heck of a lot, no.
Well, but you have Three Rivers in Pittsburgh. They didn't keep their name. Candlestick Park in San Francisco didn't keep their name.
No. Did. No, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, we still call it sandstone. Nobody knows what that's really called anyway. But that's how we are. We're all nostalgic, you know? We all like the old stuff and the old way of doing things.
Well, the Grandview Triangle. Who calls it Three Trails Crossing? I'm going to head over to Three Trails Crossing.
Yeah.
Well, Bob, thank you for all of your reporting on this. It's been a really long time coming and a really long time for you sticking your neck out. And it turns out, I will say it, you were right.
Well, I appreciate that, David, to match your last name. But one other thing people I know are wanting to know, it's a 60-40 partnership with the state and the franchise in cost. And it's also... Right now, they're talking about a dome stadium, not a retractable roof, but right now a dome stadium. And the partnership with Olathe is going to be awesome as well. I don't think that can be understated enough, because it's going to be a partnership with the Olathe School District and the city of Olathe. And in Olathe with the 21st Century Program, I know my kids are in the Olathe School District. If you want to be a trainer, you're going to be working at the Chiefs facility and taping Patrick Mahomes' thing. So, I mean, there's so much goodness that's going to be given back to the community through all of this.
Bob Fesco, the 96.5 The Fan, always appreciate your time. Thank you, buddy.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Be well.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. And to you and Jen. Doug, Jeff, Kenny, you guys hang tight. We'll get with everybody here in just a moment. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Not to overstate it, but it is clearly one of the biggest news stories in Kansas City history. The Chiefs announcing today, and we carried the news conference live, that they are moving from Missouri to the Legends in Western Wyandotte County. Doug in the Northland. Doug, hello.
How you doing, bud?
We're doing well. Thanks for asking.
Good, good. Going back to your statement as far as why the Truman Sports Complex has not developed over the years, as many years as it's been there, is the same reason why 18th and Vine hasn't developed. Okay? People with money want to go someplace trendy that's safe. Okay? And neither one of those qualify, in my opinion, as being trendy or safe. Tailgating's great,
yeah,
for the game, but at the end of the day, everybody leaves to go home. Nobody goes to the bars around the area.
Doug, I don't know that it's unsafe, but it is blighted. I think that's, there's just nothing there. I've never felt unsafe over there during a game or after a game, but there's nowhere to go, and it does seem like the area around it is blight. And one of the things we talked about during a break, Doug, is what the heck happens to that site now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, great question. Look at the Adams Mark. It used to be a great place to stay. You know, they put professional teams up there. And no questions asked, it was top of the line. But over the years, as things progressed, you know, that's the way it happened.
But go 2 miles, 3 miles to the east, and Independence, once you crossover into Independence, it's booming.
Explain that. What's booming in Independence I know of?
There's a Bass Pro Shop. There's car dealerships. There's restaurants. There's the Cable Dahmer Arena. I mean, it is, you go just probably 3 miles to the east, and there's tons of businesses.
Yeah. Point taken, okay? But you get out in those areas, and you're talking about Lake Lackawanna, and you're talking about the Blue Springs area. It's a little more upscale living, a little less crime. So that's, I mean, how much money have we dumped in the 18th and Vine? Or how much money have we dumped into $30,000 into a freaking, you know, grocery store in the middle of Kansas City? But we couldn't find the money to keep the Chiefs in Missouri.
All right, man. Hey, do appreciate the call, Doug.
I will say this. The grocery store was much more of a necessity that was just shuttered than any stadium anywhere.
913-586-7798. Kenny in Peculiar. Hello, Kenny.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
We're doing well. Thank you.
My question is, maybe I'm thinking way ahead here, but since Kansas is now taking over the Chiefs, what are we going to do about the Super Bowl trophies? Do they stay in
Missouri? Do they stay in Missouri? Is that what you asked?
I mean, since we won them all here, why should they go to Kansas?
Because the team is going to Kansas.
Yeah, but what about the trophies? We won them here in Missouri.
I appreciate your point. My guess would be that the trophies will travel with the team.
Manny Abarca just now on Twitter.
Jackson County legislator.
Folks, several of us warned this was possible, and here we are. For the next 4 years, at least, the Chiefs and the Royals are bound by contract to play at Arrowhead and Kauffman. More than $200 million of Jackson County, Missouri tax dollars are subject to approval for disbursement to the teams in that time. I think it's time for us in the legislature to start reviewing receipts.
Ooh.
Kansas Democrats delivered. Missouri Republicans are left scratching their heads. Someone brought this up early on the program. Who is going to pay for the upkeep of those stadiums for the next 4 years before they vacate?
When they were building a new or wanting to build a new KCI, what happened to the old KCI, Dana? Do you remember?
I remember not having a bathroom that worked.
Do you remember being in a bathroom without toilet paper?
I do remember that. I remember the floors looking like someone had been murdered on them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to put money, taxpayer money, into the upkeep of those stadiums.
They're going to tell the teams, you keep it up. You sweep it.
I think there's a giant middle finger in the future.
913-586-7798. News in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.